years old today and listening in.
Who is Noah?
Noah Brown. Noah Brown is a friend of the family's.
Well, Noah, happy birthday, buddy. Six, that's a good age.
Yeah.
That's a real good age. Let's see who... Oh, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Hang on a minute.
No, you did this last year. No, you did it last year and it didn't go over.
What?
Rat Boy, he's going to try it again this year. His new song for the holiday season. Oh, Christmas, what is it?
Cheese.
Oh, Christmas cheese. Oh, you know, the Christmas tree thing.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You did that, and no, they don't like it.
Yeah.
No, I like it, they don't like it. They hate you.
Okay. Who's they?
You guys.
Oh.
We hate Rat Boy?
Yeah, I told him that just to get rid of it. Just to hide his feelings. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
When I heard this over the weekend, I actually couldn't believe it. But then I thought, yeah, I do believe it. This Marilyn Monroe dress, you know about this. The happy birthday, Mr.
Yeah,
President.
Right. Yeah.
Almost $5 million. $4.8 million. You know who bought it?
Who?
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
They have, like, traveling exhibits. Yeah, there's a Ripley's down at Branson.
Well, and I think that's where this is going to go. The traveling, for a while, the traveling museum.
And I think they have a bunch. You know, probably one in Vegas. You know, a bunch of different, resort cities.
I love it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they just, rotate stuff around. There are a couple other, I think there's another one, too. Maybe, not Guinness, I don't know. Not the Guinness Book of Records people, but there are a couple museums like
Remember
that.
Remember Jack Palance used to do Believe It?
Yes, it was a TV show, yeah.
It was great, because I love freaky things. I like...
Oh, I did too.
Believe it or not, in 1946, there was a man born with three heads. Yeah, and that stuff that they displayed, I love that.
It's very much like Guinness, where they have the longest fingernails in the record.
But it's also like...
Heaviest set of twins.
You go to the carnival and they have the lady with the reptile skin. Well, that junk was all fake, but this is like that, only it's real. These people really were this tall, this short. You're right, it's like Guinness, because a lot of these people are record holders for whatever. Yeah, somebody with 18 fingers or six hands or something.
It was almost That's Incredible. It's kind of like that show too.
I love That's Incredible.
Yeah. Now, what was the other John one? Davidson.
Now the other regular column, strange, what was it, Stranger Than Truth, or something, you know what I'm talking about?
That may have been,
it was Ripley's Believe It or Not, and there was some column, a syndicate called Strange But True. There's the same kind of thing. I like it. Anyway, I did it. You give it to me. Go ahead. I deserve it.
Oh, boy.
I deserve it. Thank you, Bernice. This dress went for 4.8, so I thought, well, that has to be... In fact, I read two articles that said this breaks every other record. Not so fast. Mm-hmm. I found the one that tops it, and it was also a Marilyn Monroe dress. In June of 2011, that dress that she wore in the 7-year itch that blows up when she stands over that grate.
Oh, yeah.
Went for $5.6 million.
Good grief.
That picture, not just that movie, but just the picture of that became so iconic.
Both of them have visual connections. One, that picture of the dress blowing up, and two, the video in black and white. Happy birthday, Mr. President. You know, that's
right.
Otherwise, I don't think the dresses, certainly they wouldn't be worth that if they hadn't been seen by so many people. But that's insane. How does... I mean, I guess the folks at Ripley somehow can sit down with their accountants and go, well, let's see, can we justify this? Yeah, if we put it on tour and it brings in X number more people, and that's how they have to do it, at an admission price of this much, and factor that in, in 8 years, we can recoup the cost of this dress.
I wonder if later on down the road, Monica Lewinsky's dress could get the...
Oh, you know what? That's got to... Where is that thing?
I don't know.
That's got to be worth a fortune.
I don't know where that is.
No, that's a $5 million dress.
Yeah.
You're right. But we got to find out where that is.
Yeah.
Just because I'm curious as to where it is. I might add that this dress... That just sold, this Marilyn Monroe dress she sang Happy Birthday to JFK in, sold, when it just sold for $4.8 million, that's 400 times the original cost of $12,000. I'm going to tell you something. For a dress to cost $12,000 back then?
Yeah.
In the 60s? That's insane. But this was 400 times that price. I don't know what to say about the cop shootings. St. Louis, San Antonio, Gladstone, Missouri, outside Kansas City. What the heck is going on here?
I don't know, but the guy that pulled up next to the cop car down on Hampton, I think it was, and
I can't believe he lived.
He shot the cop in the
face.
He's
already out of the hospital.
He's out of the hospital.
I don't understand that.
Well,
I thought last night I heard it was critical, but stable.
Yeah.
And then this morning they go, he's already released.
It must have been.
I can't imagine.
Well,
it had to be a graze, right?
Okay.
A graze.
But a lot of times with any injury, you got to give 24 hours to make sure there's no concussion. You know what I'm saying? It's like 24 hours overnight of observation to make sure. And that is critical. But I do get how a day later they can be. Well, here's what I don't get. This has got to be the luckiest guy alive. Twice in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, a graze across the chin could be one. Or the fleshy part of the cheek grazed. I see, but that's the only way.
And earlier this morning, they tracked him down.
And killed him.
Shot and killed him.
Good.
Yeah.
We don't have to buy his meals for the next 20 years.
No.
I just hope it was painful. I hope when they shot him, it wasn't just lights out instantly. I hope he was in tremendous pain for just a little while at least. I know. I don't email him. It sounds horrible to you do-gooders. I don't care.
He was shooting at the police at that point, too. And he had, apparently, he'd already performed some different robberies and different things in city and county.
Scum. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Off the face of the earth. We don't need him.
Yeah.
This Werenberg thing. Good for the family, the Kruger family. It's a great thing for them, I'm sure. Sold out to this Marcus Theater chain out of Milwaukee.
But it'll be sad. Are you going to say
no,
that?
No, yeah, it will be.
100 years of...
I don't like it when something that's been around St. Louis, they're like the beer thing, AB. I don't like that either. But again, I understand it's business. I get it. It's just sad. And here's the other reason it's sad. Years ago, when I was good looking, you saw pictures of me.
Oh, sure.
You're very handsome. I did a couple of Werenberg Theater commercials, TV commercials.
Really?
Yeah, back when I was really good looking.
Oh.
And so it's kind of a sad thing. Now that means no more commercials for me. They might have been planning, hey, let's do some senior citizen commercials. Go back and see if Franco Pena's still alive.
What?
Who knows?
I
could have had a shot.
I thought that I heard they weren't going to change the name.
I don't know.
They were going to keep the name Werenberg.
Still. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
At least. I'm reluctant to mention this, but I have to. Somebody's going to take it the wrong way. Pope Francis has announced, Dan, I'll do this for you. You were Catholic. That it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay now. I keep forgetting he was Catholic. It's okay now for priests to forgive abortion.
It is?
Prior to this, it was only bishops who could forgive. I thought that was God's job to forgive things. I don't get this. I don't get how a man, the Pope, can say, you know what? All right, priests, you can forgive abortion now. Not just a comment. It's an observation from someone who's not Catholic.
One of the many reasons why I'm no longer a practicing Catholic.
I don't
get
it. And the Fox Sports guy that got hit by the Viking.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. You know what was interesting to me about that? And I've never heard anybody else comment about it. They just kept going. Nobody turned around and picked him up. Or they just kind of looked over at him.
I saw that clip this morning.
And they just kept going. I mean, you don't know. At that point, the guy could be brain damaged or something.
Oh, he's okay. Joe Buck was in earlier today. And
Who's Joe Buck?
He does play-by-play. He's a new guy. He does play-by-play
for
the network.
Is he the guy that talked like that?
No, that was Jack, his dad.
Well,
Joe.
Okay.
Joe was in with John Carney.
Who's
earlier.
That?
John Carney is.
Oh, he's the guy who was on the
job. He had a dad.
Yes. Yeah. But he, I mentioned that to him, and he said that was the guy doing the game, but he's fine.
But don't you think it was funny that not one player stopped quickly and leaned down? I just thought, hey.
I know. They just, it was like running of the bulls.
Brother. Nothing's going to stop our entrance, not even if we kill somebody. Let's see. Last year, I bought one of these laser light projectors that throw stars on the wall
on the house.
Christmas red and green. Now, mine was for indoors, but now I see a million commercials
for the outside
one. Yeah, let me tell you something. When every house in the neighborhood has this little laser projector, it's all of a sudden just not going to be, not only is it not cool, you're just like everybody else's house. It's too easy. I don't like it. I don't like it. And the first house that does, ooh, ah, it's like fireworks. But then you go down the street, and every house has it. I don't know. It takes away something.
That's what, yeah, the first time I saw that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a friend's house in Augusta, and he had it on his house, and I had never seen it before.
Oh, so man, it was unbelievable.
Oh, and so now I see shelves on Walmart. There's 80 boxes of it. You're going to see it everywhere. I agree, yeah.
I brought three of them last year that were indoor, so my grandson came over, and boom, on the wall, the ceiling, it was just like green and red stars. It was incredible. There, old news. You know, everybody's got them. You'll see them on the way to the house on other houses.
It's like the icicle lights when they started.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
And then it was just everywhere. It's like, oh, yeah, there's another
house. How does something catch on that quickly? Like this Christmas will be the Christmas
that
a million houses get laser projectors.
Because you don't have to hang lights now. Nobody has to go out. You set that thing
in
the yard.
I'm telling you, this is not going to last long.
But how did
the house with the real lights would then get all the attention?
There were Christmas lights for how many years, and then all of a sudden there were those icicle lights, and everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, I have to have that."
Yeah.
And that this laser technology it's been around for 15 years. It's not, how come now, I wonder? Somebody thought, hey, let's make a pattern with some little stars. Let's throw this on the house. And they had a great idea, obviously, because they're selling them like crazy. But I like to feel like I kind of discovered it because I had some last year for inside the house. What else did I want to say before I get to the dress? Now, that was all. The Marilyn Monroe dress, for ladies will be interested in this. It is, it has 23,000 crystals. It's crystal emblazoned. So, and it's a sheer fabric of some sort. So, ladies are always interested in that. Speaking of ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
For Brian, who emailed and said, hey, isn't it about time for the drunk in the bar who didn't want his wife to know he threw up? And that's all I needed to read. And I knew exactly the joke, Brian. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's a guy who's in a bar, and he is just, he's absolutely fallen down drunk. Everything is double. He's double vision. You can slur his words. He looks down at his watch, and he says, oh, no. His buddy goes, oh, no, what? He goes, I'm in such trouble. He says, in such trouble, why? He said, look at the time. It's 2 a.m. And then he just threw up all over himself. He said, my wife is going to, she's going to leave me. And he says, why would she leave you? He says, because this has happened too many times. And she said, if it happens again, she's going to leave me, and I can't get out of it. Look, I got puke all over my shirt. Can't even deny it. And his buddy says, hang on. Not so fast. I got a way out of this. He says, you got a $20 bill? He says, yeah, let me look. He reaches back, gets one. Yes, $20. He says, stick it in your shirt pocket. When you get home and your wife says, look at you stinking drunk, you threw up on yourself, you say, no. That another drunk threw up on me. And then you proceed to say, in fact, he said, here, I'll buy you another shirt. And, oh, look, he put $20 in my. He said, she'll buy that. Then another drunk did it. He goes, such a great idea. So he goes home, and on the way home, tries to sober up a little bit. He walks in, and his wife's waiting up. She goes, well, that's it. I told you. He goes, nah, not so fast now. I know what you're thinking. He's taking his shirt off as he's talking. He goes, here, would you wash this for me? She says, oh, my goodness, you puke. Oh, there's all the evidence I need. You're so drunk, you threw up all over your shirt. He goes, no. The reason I'm late, I was afraid to come home because I thought you'd think that I got so drunk I threw up, when in fact that is not my throw up. That is some drunk. And in fact, he said he was so sorry. I think if you check, he said he put some money in the pocket to buy me a new shirt. And she reaches in, she goes, yeah, there's $20 in here. He goes, see? See? And it was another drunk. He continues taking all his clothes off. He tosses them in the laundry room. And she goes in there, and she's tossing them in the washer. And from the laundry room, she says, you know, that guy should have given you more money. And he says, why? She says, because it looks like he pooped in your pants, too.
With a low unemployment rate of 5%, finding and hiring great employees has never been more difficult. Recruiting the best talent is key to your business's long-term success. So don't be fooled with firms that promise candidates are just a click away, if it were only that simple. At AIM, AIM Employers Association, it's a St. Louis-based company, and they've been serving employers and companies in the region for 120 years. Companies of every size and every industry. At AIM, their recruiting solutions leverage experts and technology and are customized to fit your business. At AIM, their hiring technology integrates world-class background check services, assessment tools, and affirmative action plan. At AIM, they help you find the right person for the right job. Call AIM to help you with all of your hiring needs. 1-800-948-5700. That's 1-800-948-5700. Call AIM, 1-800-948-5700. 1-800-948-5700.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz.
And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesarstone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on November 22nd, 53 years ago today. President Kennedy, John Kennedy, was shot in the head. That's when this day pops up, that's what a lot of us, people my age, think of. Others, to others, it's just a sleepy, dusty Delta day.
He was ready. He was there. I acted like I was going to deviate. He's sharp.
And three things in my life that I would say to this point are the biggest events to take place. One is the Kennedy assassination. Two is the OJ thing. Not just the case, but the chase. Hey, the case and the chase. How about mm-hmm. that? And I think third would be the election of Donald Trump as president. I'm not kidding.
Really? What about 9/11?
Oh, shoot. What am I thinking? Yes, of course. Of course 9/11. Oh, my goodness. I'm losing my mind. Those are the three biggest. So Trump would have to come in fourth, I guess. It's just something so big that and different that just it doesn't have to be a tragedy necessarily. Now, that doesn't mean that his becoming president is more meaningful than people in Boston, the marathon. That was a big deal. But I think by the time the Boston thing hit, unfortunately, we'd seen worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't nearly as traumatic if we hadn't had that stinking 9/11. I was 12, 13, something like that. And I guess I would have been 13, yeah. And we were in school, and there was no audio, visual, anything. We had old 16-millimeter projectors, and they wheeled a black-and-white television in on a table with rabbit ears. Prior to that, the principal's office always had a silver microphone, and he could set it in front of the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it would broadcast to those speakers above the school, the classroom door. There was a brown, it was always a brown speaker.
Yes.
And it would be the one, the announcement, cheerleaders will be practicing instead of 5:30, you'll be practicing at 6 o'clock tonight at Mrs. Thompson's house. Thank you. And then somebody else come on, hey, one of the students, hey, just a reminder by the school student union, I'll be going to be there tomorrow, we're going to be electing members of the student council, thanks. That thing. So they put that in front of a radio. And then we sat in the class, just sat, frozen. We're old enough at 13 to get, this is bad. This is just, and when you see teachers crying, you don't see your teacher cry.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you just don't see that. No kid sees that.
You don't think of your teacher as
an actual person.
Yeah.
As a person that goes home and washes right. dishes or watches television.
If you saw them out and you were out with your parents and
it was
you
weird.
See your teacher at the store.
It was
Whoa.
Weird. It was weird. It's like you tried to dodge it.
Yeah.
No. There's Miss Cunningham or whatever anyone. And then, you're right, it was a weird experience. I'm speaking to you and I'm not in class. This is just not right. What do I have to do? Raise my hand? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were an actual person. I thought you were just like a teacher, a machine, a robot or something. But they played that until they could bring the TV in, they did that. And this is rare audio. I have not... I don't know that I've shared this ever. I sat down with Walter Cronkite.
Really? Oh, you did?
Before he died. And I recorded it, and I brought it in today. I'd like to play it for you. When they go back and show footage of the minute it was announced, they always go to that Walter Cronkite shot with his horn-rimmed glasses. And he takes the glasses off and goes, this afternoon at 1, whatever time it was official, president. And I can't do the Cronkite thing. John F. Kennedy. So that's the iconic shot. It's Cronkite announcing this to the world. And I had a chance to sit with him, thank goodness, before he died, and we talked about this a little bit, and I said, you know, I'll play the part. I just asked him, Mr. Cronkite, how in the world, how did you manage to just not lose it and sob uncontrollably? Here's what he said.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live from the Kennedys.
I might jump in and say that on this recording, in his last years, he always thought he was at the Space Center. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to explain why. Yeah. And if you ask him anything, he answered it with, this is Walter. He started that whole routine. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He was older. And here, now it continues.
What was the question you asked me?
Mr. Cronkite, I asked you, it's me over here, Frank O'Pan. I asked you how you managed to fight back the tears and not sob.
Well, it was a tough, tough thing to do that day, but I'm a newsman, and a newsman has to be on it every single day.
You know, Mr. Cronkite, that's what America, I think that's what America loves about you, your professionalism, yet you show, you know, that hint of compassion. I think they appreciate that.
I tried to show it a lot.
Are you having a bowel movement, Mr. Cronkite?
I think I may have.
You sound like you might be having a bowel movement.
Well,
we need to let you go and get that cleaned up. Thank you for letting me interview you.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center.
How about that interview?
Boy.
Dan, did you hear that? Did you get a chance to hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Because I know you're on the phone while that was going on, talking to people.
We don't have to put Walter Cronkite in the pile with Barney Fife.
Oh, you know, I would never have said that. See, I would never. Did you hear that, Dan?
That hurts.
It had to hurt. No, it had
really
to hurt. Let me translate that for people who don't know how cruel, who don't understand how cruel that was.
Out of practice?
Dan, for some unexplainable, inexplicable reason, cannot do his Barney Fife anymore, and it was one of the best in his repertoire.
It was
fantastic, and for some reason one day he went to do it. Well, it's just gone.
It's gone.
And so when Peon said, "Hey, but put that over there with your Barney Fife," what are you saying was that was a horrible Walter Cronkite. Well, first of all, young man, okay, because you are young, and this is going to sting. That was not Dan's voice. That was Walter Cronkite.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How could it have anything to do with Dan's Don Knotts?
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Dan I was on the phone.
Here listening
Dan
to
was
it
on the phone talking to people.
Yeah.
I thought you said you heard it.
Heard what?
The interview.
Well, in between calls. Here,
well, I did.
But for you to say, put it over there, Don Knotts, doesn't make sense. One is an impression.
That's true.
That Dan does. And
I
the other
confused.
Is the guy, the real guy.
That
was a stupid thing to say.
It was really stupid.
It was.
I was confused.
Dan, he's sorry. Dan.
Tell
him you're sorry.
There you go.
Tell him you're sorry. I want to hear it. Tell
Steve
him you're sorry.
Steve Mazzarini still locked in.
I'm waiting.
Don Knotts, you lose.
I'm waiting to hear it. Tell him you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Dan.
See, he means it.
Oh,
he didn't say it just because, you know, just because I held up the sign that said, apologize or you're fired.
Or else.
That's not why he did it.
No.
He did it because he meant it.
It's fine. I understand.
Does, before Dr. Pernikoff joins us.
Oh, man. Right after you helped him
he rarely unleashes.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sure played back, it did sound like that.
It did.
Because I started to say two different things, and then I went toward one.
It had a little dose of that.
I think it had a big dose of it. If you ever tried to say one word and you start and you go to another, it's like,
I think, you were going to say, does anybody have anything to say? But then I think you, midstream, you change.
Oh. Yeah, something happened there.
Oh, man.
If anybody has any pet questions, I know he's. Does anybody have anything to say real quickly? Or?
I do.
This is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. First thing I have.
You're doo doo welcome.
First thing I have. I thought this is really fascinating. I saw this new gadget that's coming out, and it would be great for people who travel. It's called the Pilot System, and this the new lab company has made it. They look like two hearing aids you put in your ear.
Okay.
But
You put it in your butt or your ear? Make it
in your ear. However.
Didn't he just say, didn't you say put them in your ear, but.
Right.
But it's like you forgot you put them in your butt. Okay, but you meant also.
Also,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They'll translate foreign languages in real time.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen these things.
It
that is unbelievable.
It retails for $129.
Wow.
And yeah, they're three different colors. It looks just
so
like...
So when we go to the Dominican Republic, or especially Jamaica or Mexico or something, mm-hmm. Now we're talking to somebody who doesn't speak English. If you've got these on and they say something like, you go, oh, yeah, we were there last week.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
But then they don't know what you said. That's the problem. Well, they got to develop the speaking thing that you stick under your tongue and... When you hear it, you can respond, and whatever you say, well, you know what? All you have to have the other person wearing the same thing.
Yes,
if you respond in English, then it translates it for them.
Yeah, I guess.
What a fantastic piece of technology!
You could share it because it's French, Spanish, Italian, and English. Those are the four languages they have so far.
I'll tell you why I'm glad you said this. That doesn't seem expensive to me for that.
No, technology. I know. But you think they have all these, you know, you could probably get an app on your phone that'll do it. So I'm sure the technology is there, especially for voice recognition nowadays.
Now, can you, if you have this thing, does it give you multiple languages? Or is it you buy a Spanish one, a French one?
There's the app that you load on your phone that lets you toggle. So I guess through Bluetooth, you can change the settings.
The reason I ask is somebody goes to Europe, okay?
Right.
They like to have French, Italian.
Yeah.
It will do that.
Yeah. Because
I can't believe you're bringing this up. The last two days. My wife, we've never been to Europe, okay, because I don't care about going to Europe. We've been out of the country, but it's Jamaica, Mexico, Dominican, Bahamas,
right.
That kind of thing. She's got this thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because...
A Europe trip?
Yes. The clock's ticking.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff. And it is. So she said, you think you'll ever change your mind? And she has that little nice, cute voice. When she and go to Europe? I go, I don't want to go to Europe. And then she starts. We've been married 45 years. And then she goes into the thing, three kids, and they all turned out great. And she goes, you know how great my life is. And trying to make me feel like it won't kill me to be flexible and bend. So in a moment of I don't know what, I said, okay, I think it was just shut her up. Okay.
Oh, boy.
As soon as I said that, she got on the phone.
She's not planning it or anything.
She's planning. A trip.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where it is yet, but I got a trip because I'm a pathetic gambler. I got these cruises given to me. And by the way, folks, I've already paid for all of these cruises. But she says, well, why should we waste them? You know, here they are. All we got to do is fly to the place, and boom, for a week, we're on the ship. And I said, fine. Sometimes you just say fine. It really means stop talking. And so she's planning it. But if I had this thing, and let's say we went to Greece. I don't know anything about one Greek word except the Greek alphabet.
Right.
Alpha, gamma, delta, you know. That would be a fantastic. Let's say you're in... we're in Venice. She wants to go to Venice. Women, they want to go to Venice. And why? Aren't the streets all flooded?
Take her to the Venetian in Vegas.
And just tell her that it's blindfolded and take it off and go, hey, we're in Venice.
Get her in a gondola.
Maybe she won't know the difference. But she's supposed to go there. So if I'm there and the Italian gondola guy or whatever goes, and I go, you got that right, buddy. That's what I was thinking about that old tree over there. You could do that. That would be, but he wouldn't know what I said. Mm-hmm. So what you do? Here's what you do. Buy a pair. And wherever you go, when you talk to a foreigner, go, here, put these on.
Yeah.
And it's programmed to turn my English into his French.
Right, yeah.
I'm not kidding. That's all. Buy an extra pair. And when you get on it, you find an interesting foreigner and you want to have a conversation, ask him to wear these. And all you need to learn in that language is, would you please put these on? Okay? They do. Now, here's how it would go. He would say to me, and I say back to him, no, I don't think that was a good idea at all, and I'm not that happy about it. And he hears, that's unbelievable to me. Yeah, buy two. This is a great idea. I love this idea. This is better than anything Jose Hernandez. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Anything Jose has brought us lately. He's probably not going to like this.
Waverly Labs is the company, and if you go to waverlylabs.com.
That sounds like a cookie company. Right?
You can see, apparently they did like an Indiegogo thing. You know, that's kind of like a Kickstarter.
Of all the apps and all the gadgets, this thing right here, where'd you find this?
I can't remember what site I found it on. Oh, Bored Panda I found it on. That's just a different...
And I think I saw it on Facebook once.
I'm not kidding. For some people who travel a lot, have a pair of these.
Right.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Rick Rubin, wherever you live, from Bridgeton to Baldwin, Brentwood to Kirkwood, St. Anne to St. Charles, wherever you live, Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
I moved to Boston when I was two. There was 14 of us in a four-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
It's time once again for the Norman Show.
Thanksgiving, too.
Live from Sullivan, Missouri, entertainment capital of the world, it's Norman from Sullivan. Norman, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Happy good. Thanksgiving to you all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Norman.
I can sound like a turkey.
Hold on, Norman, do you have a turkey in the room with you, or was that you?
That's me.
Wow.
I thought there was a turkey in it. Can we hear it again? That also sounds like a two-cycle, two-stroke Bridgestone motorcycle trying to start from the 1960s. It's the same sound. And look at John Londo spending money on those duck calls. If he could learn to do that, he wouldn't even need that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever been turkey hunting?
Not so far.
Yeah, he's got duck calls, turkey calls. Now, he uses a turkey call because he can't make that sound. Do you do a duck sound as well as a turkey?
Not so far.
Okay. Not so far.
Maybe.
I got to do October 22nd. Some friends saying I got there. The Catholic Charismatic Renew at St. Elizabeth Hungary Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat.
So you went to Catholic Charismatic Renewal. What does that mean, Charismatic Renewal?
My friend, Miss Rosemary Butler, there.
Oh, you saw Rosemary.
The one that made up name tags put Rosemary Cohen on hers that made her feel pretty good. This was October 22nd.
Oh.
Fairly recent.
It made her feel good and made me feel good.
I bet it did. You're feeling good now talking about it.
I've been playing this ever since.
Well, what is a Catholic? Oh, shoot. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. You interrupt. My goodness, he saw her, and now he's thinking of a wedding.
And now the happy birthday.
Oh.
We'll call.
Right into it.
My brother-in-law, Fred, he has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Fred has a birthday tomorrow?
Happy birthday, Fred.
Fred Nixon, Sr.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Don't ruin it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Finishing touch, it does it. Norman, so your name is Norman Nixon, is that right?
No, Norman Cohn.
Well, I thought you said your brother's name is Fred Nixon Sr.
His brother-in-law.
Oh, okay, I misheard. Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
It's Fred Nixon.
Yeah, right.
You sound like you're in a good mood today. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I have a turkey.
Well, oh! Now, that's different.
When did you come up with that idea?
Something different. Who will cook the turkey? Your sister?
My brother-in-law, he'll help.
Would you be able to have Miss Rosemary, what's her name?
Butler?
Rosemary Butler. Well, can she come over?
Not so far.
Well, see, I like that attitude. Not so far. He's not giving up.
He's in Delmar Gardens on the green.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, the putting green? Or?
No, that's the name of the...
She'll have turkey there, right?
I hear John Carney advertises Delmar Gardens on the green, too.
Uh-huh.
He does.
Yeah, he
on
does.
Show, yeah.
But he does that. Him. That's called trade. He lives there. That's called trade.
He might be Rosemary's neighbor.
He's a lot older than people think. So he lives there, and for speaking, he gets to stay there, you know, free.
I've always enjoyed his show. I really enjoyed
his show. You enjoyed whose show, John Carney?
I really enjoyed his show. His dad's show.
You enjoy his dad's show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you've heard John. Do you think John is as good as his dad?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you didn't hear the question. Do you think John Carney is as good as his dad?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, Norman likes John.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I was going to say, if you said no, we're going to have a fight on your hands.
He sounds a little like his dad, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you had the perfect turkey dinner, what would be on your plate? I'll tell you what would be on my plate. Cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
Turkey, white meat turkey. Mm-hmm. I do now like the brown turkey meat. I didn't used to, but I do now.
The dark
and gravy
meat.
gravy poured all over the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And cranberry sauce, the jelly in a can, not the stuff with hairs in it.
No
cranberry gel.
I've never had that. I
love it. I love it. And of course, throw in either a piece of pecan pie or a cherry pie from the smokehouse, and now you got me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. What would you have on your plate?
Pumpkin pie and whipped cream.
Oh, I like that. As a kid, I wouldn't touch pumpkin pie. It looked like sweet potatoes.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't touch it. No, I love it. Now, what about on the main plate? What would you have?
Green beans.
I left that out.
Green beans, yeah.
I always leave out greens because I don't really, you know. If I could, I just eat a meal with no greens.
Right.
Lots of gravy.
Norman, have you ever been to Cracker Barrel? Because there's one not far from you.
Not recently.
Well, I think somebody needs to take you there.
My mom goes to that Cracker Barrel all the time, Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sounds thrilled about
that. Okay.
What he's thinking is a good story.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
He's thinking that's a good story. He didn't say it, but he's thinking that is a good story. Yeah. Anything else, Norman, we can help you with?
That's all.
That's all. Well, that's more than enough. Listen, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Christ, peace be with us.
Christ, peace be with us. All and everyone. And you always leave us with a very positive message. And we like that. And we hope you're with us for a long, long time. And and I hope the Norman Show never gets canceled. He's excited to think about that.
I'll tell Rosemary Butler that we said hi next time you talk to her.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, and maybe next time she'll be Mrs. Norman Cohen. You never know.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah. All right, the theme music, if you would, please, Meister Norman. Thank you, Norman, the great Norman from Southern Bend, Missouri. He's thinking about marriage. Now we just have to get this Rosemary thinking about it. Now, you think she has any idea
how much he talks about her on the radio?
Well, that he's completely smitten with her.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, every conversation. Can you think of a conversation when her name hasn't come up?
No.
She's on his mind. We have to, maybe we have to step in and make this happen. We have to contact the folks out there where John Carney lives and go, hey, can we put these two together? Can we get Miss Butler? He calls her, I think Miss Rosemary Butler. He's like the Southern gentleman, Miss Rosemary Butler. That was Norman, and that was the Norman Show, in case you weren't familiar with it.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
This week only, Edwards Carpet is having its most incredible sale of the year. In fact, the most incredible sale ever. Well, okay, I know, after months of holiday shopping and hundreds of commercials that sound just like this one does so far, where does Edwards get off saying most incredible sale ever, this week only, just days after Christmas, when everybody else is telling you to drop everything and run to their incredible sale? Well, if you're even remotely thinking about new carpeting and you've been waiting for a big enough sale, then move back from your radio, because here it comes. Now, through January 4th, Edwards' top-of-the-line 65-ounce 25-year warranty carpet that usually goes for $7.99 a square foot is only $4.99 a square foot, plus a thick 7/16 inch 8-pound pad free, installed free, and this week only. Interested now? We'll take up your old carpet and move your furniture free. There, if you don't think that's an incredible sale, you must have had some kind of holiday.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Open New Year's.
This is the Big 550.